Well, that certainly is a problem, and it's one we're going to address now, because according to the United Nations, global plastic production has gone from 5.5 million tonnes in the 1950s to 110 million tonnes in 2009. And because, as we heard, plastics are resistant to the processes that break down materials naturally, they can accumulate all over the place, and one place is in the oceans. Captain Charles Moore from Algalita Marine Research Foundation was the first to document what he dubs as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. That's a huge floating mass of plastic that's been aggregated by the ocean currents, and he joins us now. Hi, Charles.
Hi.
Tell me about this garbage patch. What is it like, and how did you find it?
Well, I found it by accident. Returning from Honolulu to California, I took a shortcut through a area known as the doldrums or the North Pacific High, and saw repeatedly for an entire week small bits of plastic floating by, and decided to come back and measure it scientifically, and found to my surprise there was six times as much plastic as plankton floating on the surface in this area. So what you've got is a plastic soup. Now that soup has bulked out with larger croutons of material. And this last voyage, I actually found a floating island that I walked around and did a kind of a tour. I felt like Captain Cook. I mapped it. I took its position. I named the coves on it. And, it was quite exciting for a plastic researcher to find a floating plastic island. But basically what you want to envision when you think of these garbage patches is the equivalent of hundreds of miles of harbor debris attached to each other, basically from a couple hundred miles off the California coast all the way to China in the case of the North Pacific, which is my field of expertise.
So my question is, where has this all come from?
It comes from everywhere. We live in the age of plastic. Our lives have plastic in them from dawn until dusk. We're creatures of plastic age. They deliver our food. We wear them. We make our cars out of them. Alternatives for every natural material out of plastic, and alternatives for every manufactured material, from steel to aluminum to glass. All those natural materials that were formerly the basic building blocks of industry have now largely been replaced by plastic, and new ways of using it are developed all the time. The problem is recovery of the material has not kept pace with the creativity of the industry. And now China has embraced the throwaway lifestyle, Indonesia, Malaysia. We just have this material, very light, that is able to blow and wash into the sea, since the sea is downhill from everywhere and we're not recovering it in any meaningful manner.
This sounds like quite a serious problem, but, it's in the sea. What harm is it doing? Is this actually damaging the ocean life?
I have proposed the hypothesis, which we're currently testing, and I think other scientists should get on board, that more animals are killed right now by plastic in the ocean than by climate change. The death toll is alarming. It's in the millions of creatures killed annually by entanglement, by ingestion, by becoming starved by this stuff, and not to mention the fact, all the runoff of oils and greases and pesticides sticks to plastic. Plastic is hydrophobic, water-fearing, but lipophilic, oil-loving, and all of our chemicals are oily, and they stick to plastic and then transmit through the food web. And now we're finding 11,000 pieces in the average diet of the shellfish consumer in Europe. We're finding in every gram of oyster meat and every gram of mussel meat in the Gulf of Maine, 15 particles of microplastics. So it's now part of our food.
I mean, I guess the other question is, this is just one that's off the coast of the Pacific coast. Are there other aggregations of plastic like this in our other oceans? And is this a growing problem for us?
Yeah, I mean, there's an around-the-world race going on right now, and they're becalmed in the Indian Ocean, and so there's nothing for them to do, and so the reports are coming in of seeing plastic as far as the eye can see from all these round-the-world racers that would rather be dashing through the waves, but now they're becalmed and they're seeing all this plastic. North and South Pacific, North and South Atlantic, and the Indian Ocean all have these gyres, these subtropical gyres that act as accumulators for this plastic. We've now sampled all of them, and published a paper and found trillions of particles weighing hundreds of thousands of tons. It's a huge amount of plastic out in the ocean.
It certainly is serious stuff. Thank you very much. That's Charles Moore. And later on, we'll be hearing whether a giant aquatic vacuum cleaner might be a practical way to clean up all this mess in our seas.